Welcome to the Valuable Podcast, where there is value in every conversation. I'm your host, Victor Sasanya, and today I'm going to share with you 22 lessons that are worth learning. To celebrate my 22nd birthday, I reflected on the key lessons that I've learned today and how it shaped me into the man I am today. So this is very much a reflective episode that I'm happy to share with you that will bring season 2 to an end. First things first, shout out Zencaster, who is the sponsor of this episode and season 2 of the Valuable Podcast. Zencaster is an all-in-one podcasting platform, which I've personally used from day one to record my podcast. So there's no lies told. I know this platform. I record both quality audio and HD video online using Zencaster. So if you want to start a podcast, then you can too, with 30% off your first 3 months. So go to zen.ai/valuable1 and use my promo code valuable1. Alternatively, just click the link in the description below, then apply the code valuable1. Zencaster has over 10,000 podcasters like myself in the Creator Network, and they are successfully matching brands and companies with podcasters every day. So even if you're a brand interested in sponsoring this show or running a podcast ads to grow your business, go to zen.ai/valuablepod1 and fill out the contact information so Zencaster can help you bring your business dreams to life. Without further ado, let's get straight into this episode. Yo, my people, it's my birthday. I've just been graced enough to turn 22 years of age. Thank you, Jesus, for not just allowing me to see another year, but walk into this new age victorious. Life is surely a marathon and not a sprint, and I still got a lot of miles ahead of me. But there's no harm in standing still to reflect on how far I've come and the lessons I've learned along the way. Rather than listing my achievements, trials and tribulations, I will just focus on the latter half, reflecting on the key lessons that have shaped me into the man I am today. So here it is, 22 lessons on my 22nd birthday. Lesson number one, in all toil, there is profit. Now, this is actually a Bible scripture, but let me explain what I mean by that. To toil means to work extremely hard. And since a child, I've worked hard, whether that was in school, at home or at work. I was raised to work hard and reap the fruit later. And in doing so, I've learned not to be disheartened when working towards something and not seeing the results immediately. Many times I've given my all in the process of achievement and fallen short of the crown I was hoping for. However, in all instances where I've labored sincerely and built up sweat equity, there's been a reward in the end. Whether that was through the lessons I've learned on the way or the sheer joy of being humbled. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it is still a profit if there's something to gain. And one of my favorite scriptures regarding this is, in all toil there's profit, but mere talks tends only to poverty. Proverbs 14:23. Lesson number two, humility will take you far. I've been celebrated on multiple occasions. I've won awards. I've been recognized in front of leaders across the globe. I've achieved most of the goals I've set out for myself. But one thing that has sustained me throughout is learning the lesson of being humble. To be humble is to appreciate that you're not here by your own might. It is foolish to think that you've achieved what you've achieved is due to your efforts alone. That's the thinking of a prideful person who won't go far in this race we call life. Humility is everything if you want to live a sustainable life and one pleasing to God. So I remain humble and I never forget where I came from, which allows me to go even further. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Proverbs 29:23. Lesson number three, godliness with contentment is great gain. There are so many reasons for us not to be content anymore. We have social media that gives us access to witness lives that we wish we were living, whether that is the frequent 7-star hotel trips or the luxury goods on display. It is easy to mistake inspiration for jealousy and dissatisfaction with your own life. I learned how to be content with what I have, but strive towards what I want. And in doing so, I vowed not to compromise my value or side with evil to obtain riches that will eventually fade away. So it's better to be content with what you have than to walk an ungodly path. Not all money is profit, nor are all gifts of worth. And the scripture that reminds me of this is, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. Lesson number four, mind the music you listen to. Whether you like it to hear it or not, what you listen to affects your behavior and how you think on a daily basis. I grew up listening to a lot of rap music and derogatory sounds. This most certainly shaped how I thought about the world, treated those around me, and caused abrupt changes in my mood. As I've grown older, I've become more intentional about the music I listen to and the sounds I let enter my surroundings. I now listen to edifying sounds, words of inspiration that have made me more at peace. Since I've become mindful, I've become more in control of my destiny. And the scripture that reminds me of this is that David will take a harp and play it with his hand. Then Saul will become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit will depart from him. 1 Samuel 16:23. Lesson number 4. Choose peace. In this life, something or someone will always try to disturb you, agitate or frustrate you. The answer is peace. Choosing peace is an intentional action that might require sacrifice but will benefit you in the long run. Avoid trying to fight against peace for meaningless cause. If it costs you your peace, it's too expensive. It is one's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. Proverbs 20 verse 3. Lesson number 5. You can't do everything. If you're created to do everything, then you'll not need any help. Our creation is vast because we all need each other and we are created to do different things. It is unhealthy to try and do a million things in the name of productivity if you do not have the capacity. That is a sure way to experience burnout, and then we glorify rest once we've learned our lesson. So the lesson to be learned here is to do what you can and do it well. And a scripture that reminds me of this is, whatever you do, do well. For when you go to the grave, there'll be no work or planning or knowledge or wisdom. And that's in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. Do what you enjoy, not what's trending. Sometimes we go to that restaurant, fly to that country or play that music because everyone else is. And it might not be what you initially enjoy, but you're willing to try. So don't feel pressure to continue to live a life that trends, but find what you truly enjoy and make memories from it. Scripture that reminds me of this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118 verse 24. Friends come and go. We develop through life in stages which require different friendships. Not all friends last forever, and you have to be okay with that. The end of friendships is not always a sad ending, but it may be a mutual understanding to move forward in life. The beginning of new friendships should complement the season that's ahead of you. A scripture that reminds me of this is, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father, I've made known to you. John 15, verse 15. Give yourself some credit. You're most likely your toughest critic, and it's understandable to achieve greatness. You have to be disciplined and strict in areas others are not, but do not forget to give yourself credit where credit is due. Alongside being your toughest critic, remember to be your greatest cheerleader. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. You can't please everyone. This is by far one of the hardest lessons that I've learned. Trying to be liked by everyone and maintain approachable is not practical. This is not a pass to intentionally offend everyone you encounter, but is a warning to be satisfied with those you walk with and have impacted. And a scripture that reminds me of this is, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. John chapter 15 verse 18. Social media is not real life. There's a world that exists outside of social media and the internet. Don't spend too much time being consumed by media and an influx of opinions. Enjoy real and physical creation. You can build meaningful relationships offline and nurture existing ones. Frequently assess yourself to ensure that you're excelling in life just as you are online. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. James chapter 1 verse 23 to 24. The world is broken. Do good, love. There's so much evil prevailing in the world that God is calling on you to be a light. Don't conform to the standards of this world or participate in wrongdoing. You can't fix the entire world, but you can help piece some of it together through your morals and daily actions. That being said, do good and love others. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. John chapter 1 verse 5. You will make mistakes. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. You may slip up from time to time, but it's important to forgive yourself. We can't change the past, but we can alter decisions we make today for a promising future. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13. Lesson number 14. Laughter is good for the soul. When your belly is aching and you can't breathe from laughter, it's a sign that you're in good hands. Continue to laugh and be merry. There's a time to weep, there's a time to laugh, and there's a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4. Lesson number 15. only by prayer and fasting will some problems be resolved. I may talk about God and spiritual things a lot, but there's a good cause for it. As I've grown older, I've learned that this earth is not just physical, but spiritual. Anything that appears in the physical first appeared in the spiritual realm. Most problems that I've encountered, such as sickness, fear, and just unnecessary setbacks, were resolved when I entered into a time of prayer and fasting. And what scripture reminds me of this is that, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 4. Lesson number 16. Community and counsel are key. It is not attractive to be a lone wolf. Yes, at times you may need to work alone and face some challenges by yourself. However, it is important to be involved in a community and seek counsel. Get around people who genuinely care for you and can guide you. You can learn from anyone. Don't do life alone, but with people. And scripture that reminds me of this is, when there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. You can't buy honor, you earn it. Honor is earned over time. By seeking to serve people daily, you'll begin to gain respect and recognition. People will sing your praises once they can vouch for you. This does not happen overnight or through a financial transaction, but through a consistent way of living and seeking to serve. Let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. And that's from Proverbs 27, verse 2. Lesson number 18. Patience is key. It is not easy waiting for something you want urgently, especially when it's something you know you can have today. However, patience produces our capacity to wait. Learning to delight in the wait prevents the hastiness and hurry the world demands from us. Good things come to those who wait. And the scripture that reminds me of this is, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. And that's from Isaiah chapter 14, verse 31. Lesson number 19. Learn how to execute. A skill that is rewarded and sought after is someone who can simply get things done. I've learned to become a doer rather than fantasize. Having a vision and a plan is great, but executing is better. As time goes on, I've learned to improve my execution of tasks and projects and God-given responsibilities. If you've been burdened with a desire to achieve something, go out there and make it happen. You never know who is watching. People are counting on you. And I've filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills. Exodus chapter 31, verse 3. Lesson number 20. Your health should be priority. Health is truly wealth. You can't do much when you are sick, tired, and drained, especially if it's self-inflicted. Avoid running yourself to the ground to please people. Look after yourself, get sufficient sleep, prioritize what makes you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. And the scripture that reminded me of this was, you shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from among you. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Lesson number 21. Respect the process. The process is known as a series of actions and steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. It is easy to wrestle with the satisfaction of the progress you've made when the end is so far. When I tried to take shortcuts and didn't trust the process, I ended up paying for it. When I rushed the process, I found myself burnt out. When I neglected the process, my joy was thieved by comparison with other people's journeys. I learned to respect the process to reach the desired end. And something that reminded me of this in the Bible was, Enoch walked faithfully with God, then he was no more because God took him away. Last lesson, lesson number 22. Stay in the right lane. The crowd always seems larger when they're heading in the wrong direction. It is easy to doubt whether you're doing the right thing when you're the minority. People are sheep and have a herd mentality. You must be able to think for yourself, be decisive, and stay in the right lane. And the scripture that reminded me of this was, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. That is 22 lessons that I've learned in the last 22 years. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to give it a 5-star rating and leave a review. Alternatively, you can send us a DM on Instagram at Valuable Podcast and sign up to our newsletter at valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.